Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, packer interest is expected to develop through the day today, with bids becoming more available as the day continues. Even with more bids, the wide gap between previous bids and asking prices is unlikely to gain much attention today. Packers have gone into the week short bought once again, but trade may easily be delayed until tomorrow. Live cattle futures expected mixed to mostly lower at the early part of trade today, as a limited pressure developing midweek is causing some additional weakness through the entire complex. Contracts remain well entrenched in the narrow but well-defined trading range seen in the last 2 weeks. On the hog markets, they're scheduled to remain steady to about a dollar lower today. Most bids expected steady to weak. Renewed winter weather conditions are moving through some areas once again, leaving hog transportation a challenge for the third week in a row. Overall, plant operations are not expected to be as hampered as last week, but could still face delays the rest of the week. Futures trades expected weaker, with little market support in nearby contracts here today or yesterday, and that's sparking underlying market pressure and causing many traders to refocus on growing supply levels here today. On the grains, wheat markets are lower to start, following through on yesterday's reversal, which saw Chicago wheat trade to the highest level since December 19th. Calendar spreads finally cracked a bit yesterday, reacting to the slightly easier basis levels, with physical wheat starting to move from commercial hands. Now, over on the corn, it's lower this morning, but the story in the trade is the lack of volatility and participation ahead of the USDA reports tomorrow. Social media is filled with traders poking fun at the lack of movement in prices, but that isn't likely to change until the data dump is behind us. And the soybeans are also lower here this morning, but it really doesn't feel as though anyone's willing to do anything with prices until those updates come out tomorrow. The March contract can't seem to stray too far from the 200-day moving average, which continues to decline, dragging price with it. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, looking at our livestock futures, our February live cattle down 30 cents, 126.40. April down 47, 127.15. March feeder cattle down 65, 143.17. April down 60 cents yesterday at 144.85. Now, April hogs down 70, 60.90. May down 35 cents, 68.37. Kansas City wheat, March was down 2.25, 507. May was down 2.25 yesterday, 512.5. Chicago wheat, March down 2.5, 523.5. May was down 2.5, 526.25. March corn down a half, 379.5. And May was down a half at 387.5. March soybeans down 1.5, 920.25. May was down 1.75 at 934.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.